Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is going to clarify for us what are the avodos that, with regard to Pesach and Chatos, Amachshava Shelo Lishma passes the korban, as we saw in the first Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim. HaPesach vaChatos Sheshchaton Shelo Lishman. If at the time of the Shechita he thought that this should be for a different Zevach other than Pesach and Chatos, not for the sake of Pesach and Chatos, or the Mishnah says Kibel, he was Mekabel Adam in a Klishores Veholach, or alternatively he was Molech Adam to the Mizbeach Vizorak, or alternatively he did the Zrik on the Mizbeach Shalol Lishman for the sake of a different Zevach, O Lishman v'shalolishman, O shalolishman v'lishman, we'll come right back to that, psulin. In such a case, the Pesach of the Chatos is posel. So we have two cases here, besides the classical shalolishma. We have the case of lishman and then shalolishman in that sequence. So he started with the Machshavas Lishma, which is the Machshava HaMachshira, but then he had a Machshava Poselis, or if reversed the order, he began with a Machshava Poselis of Shalol Lishman, and then he corrected himself, but it was too late. The Mishnah says, Posel. Now, how do I know, as Rashi points out here, that he didn't have these two Machshavas of Lishman and Shalol Lishman Vivas Achas, but rather, it was sequential. He started with Lishman and then Shalol Lishman, or the reverse. Couldn't it be possible that the Mishnah is talking about a case where he had both Machshavas simultaneously? Interesting is that the Shittim Kubetzes learns in our Mishnah that we're talking about a case where he started the Shechita with one Machshava, he did the first Siman of the two Simanim that have to be Shechted, and then he did the second Simon with a different Machshava. But what's the proof that there was no double Machshava simultaneously? And the answer apparently is the following. That in a case where he was Choshev Machshava Shtein Bevas Achas, in any one of the Avodos, for example, let's say he said Hareini shochet l'shem shlomim u'l'shem Pesach. When he was shechting the korban Pesach, he made a declaration that he would shecht it not only l'shem Pesach, but also l'shem shlomim, or the other way around, l'shem Pesach l'shem shlomim. How do we differentiate now what would be the difference between the sequence of l'shem shlomim and then L'shem Pesach, or L'shem Pesach, and then L'shem Shlomim? Why did the Mishnah make that distinction if it was all going on Bevas Achas? So the fact that the Mishnah takes it in both directions, either where he started with a Shlishma or he started with a Shalolishma, the reason for that is because the Mishnah wants to tell us that if he had these two Machshavos sequentially, Bazeh Herzeh, at two different time periods, the Mishnah wants to explain that in the first case, where he starts the Avodah Lishma, and we would have thought in such a case, even though he continues with Shalol Lishma, it's already been clinched, the Kashrus HaKarban, the Hechshar HaKarban was clinched. Or, now the Mishnah wants to tell us another Chiddush, that even if he started with the Shalol Lishma, but then he fixed it up, in all these cases, it's possible. So for the fact that the Mishnah goes into detail about whether he started with Lishma, then continued Shalol Lishma, he started with Shalol Lishma, continued Lishma, it indicates that we're talking Bazeh Herzeh. He didn't have both Machshavas simultaneously, but rather sequentially. Ketzad, what would be a case the Mishnah asked Lishman v'Shalol Lishman? The example would be L'shem Pesach u'L'shem Shlomim. Or the opposite, Shalol Lishman v'Lishman, L'shem Shlomim, L'shem Pesach. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, Sha'azevach nifsal b'arba dvarim, b'shchita, u'b'kibol, u'b'hilach, u'b'zrika. These are the four avodos of shchita, kabbalas adam, hilach Halachas Adam and Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach, all these four lend themselves to a psul of Shalom Lishma. Why did the Mishnah, when it wanted to give an example of a double machshava, why did it choose Pesach? It could have equally have chosen Chatos. The same din would have applied. And the answer is, the Mishnah wants to tell us a chiddush. The Gemara back on Daf Zayin Amud Beis in the sugi of Moser HaPesach had established that a Moser HaPesach is brought as Shlomim, which would mean the following. Let's say he designated a certain lamb as the Korban Pesach, and then it got lost. In the meantime, he took a second Korban to replace the first, and finally he finds the first seh, the first lamb that he had designated. In such a case, the Moser HaPesach, the extra lamb, is brought as a Korban Shlomim. Or, for example, Pesach Kodem Zmano is also called a Shlomim. Nevertheless, the Mishnah once tells a Chiddush that if he shechted a Pesach Bizmano L'Shem Shlomim, that's already a change in the Shem HaKorban and the Pesach is possible. Let's continue in the Mishnah. The Mishnah now quotes Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. In other words, he disagrees with the Tanakhama of that Mishnah, and he wants to drop one of the four avodos from the categories of Machsheves Shalom Lishma. That's the case of Halachas Adam, who Machshir Behiluch. It means that the carbon is kosher, even though he had a Machsheves Shalom Lishma during the Halachas Adam. And we're not sure if what he means is that the carbon is olah l'shem chovo. Maybe he means the carbon is kosher, but it's lacking a ritzu l'bailov, and the bailov would have to replace it with another carbon. But one thing is clear, he doesn't accept the Tanakama that during Holochas Adam, a machsheves shalo l'shem zevach would completely passel the carbon. That's certainly not the case. Now, why is Holochas Adam different? In a sense, it's inferior to the other three avodos. She efshar, shalom b'shchita, shalom b'kabol, shalom b'zrika. There are three avodos that are absolutely critical. You can't do without them. That's shchita, kabol sadam, and zrika sadam. Avol, but in the case of halacha sadam, efshar below hiluch, there is a possibility, theoretically, of completely circumventing the need for halacha sadam. In what situation? Shochet bitzad hamizbeach. If he set up the animal next to the mizbeach, and there he shechted, he's makabel the dam, and he's immediately zorek, he puts the dam in the mizbeach without having to bring the dam and the kli onto the mizbeach. That means that although the other three avodas are absolutely indispensable, you cannot achieve kapara without shchita, kabbalah, and zrika, but in the case of halacha, maybe yes, maybe no. There are situations. So since there's a theoretical situation in which there would be no need for halacha sadam, then even if he shechts it berichuk makom, at a distance from the mizbeach, and he was molech l'dam, the machsheves shalo l'shem zevach, shalo l'shma, would not passel the carbon at the time of halacha sadam. Now, if you take a look in the Masifta on this Mishnah, there's a note here, number Yudalid, and he writes that im kibel asadam vizorko al gabi mizbeach below halacha nifsal hazevach. That it would seem that if he receives the dam in a kli shoreis and he cuts out halacha, there was no halacha, he didn't bring it to, he was just right next to the mizbeach, then in such a case the karma would be possible because of the absence of halacha. And this is what is clearly indicated by the Rambam in Hilchas Psuya Mekdashim Perek Aleph. And therefore, you might suggest that according to the Chachamim, halacha is an absolute requirement. It's an avoda. And he efshal levat l'liolam. So it's not that the Chachamim disagree with Rav Shimon because they hold that even an avoda which is efshal levat l'liolam, that you could do without it and still achieve mecha'i kapara. And therefore it's an avoda for this din of psul machsheves shelo lishma. But it could be possible that according to the Chachamim, there's an absolute requirement under all circumstances of halacha sadam. And therefore, the Chacham might agree that if you had an avoda in theory that was efshel vatla, there would be no machsheves, machshava posels. But in fact, halacha is not an avoda which is efshel vatla, because under all circumstances, there's an absolute requirement of halacha. That is the Shitas HaRamba. In any event, we can summarize our Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah Machlokas between Rav Shimon and Chachamim in the case of Machsheva Shalol Lishma B'Holocha. And it could be possible that this Machlokas would apply to other Machshavas HaPosos, for example, Chutzizmano, Chutzimkomo, that according to Rav Shimon, if the Holocha is, and it is an avoda shefshel vatla, it's an avoda that could be cut out according to Rav Shimon and completely omitted, there's no machshava during the halacha that would passel it. Not a machshavas pigul, not a machshavas shalol lishma. And now we go on to the next shita in the Tanoim, and that's Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, hamahalach b'makom shu tzorach lahalach machshava poseles, makom she'ein tzorach lahalach ein machshava poseles. Rabbi Eliezer represents a certain like middle shita. We have two polar extremes. We have Rabbi Shimon at one polar extreme who would never allow for a machsheva poseles in halacha, because halacha always has that theoretical possibility that you could be makar of the korban and mechaper without halacha in the case where he's mekabel adam next door to the mizbeach. The other polar extreme is the Shitas Chachamim, who would say that always you can have a machshava posels during halacha sadam, even in a case where the halacha sadam is efshal levatla, you could circumvent it and omit it. And right down the middle, you have Rabbi Eliezer, who says that whether machshava posels b'shas halacha sadam or not depends upon the particular scenario. If, in fact, he needed, because of the distance between the Kabbalah Saddam and the Mizbeach and the Zrika, he needed a holocha. That holocha becomes an avoda, and a machsheva shalol lishma is a machsheva posels. But if he theoretically he was shochet the kodshim right next door, mamish contiguous to the Mizbeach, he's mekabel adam. And then he didn't have to be molech the dam. In such case, ein machshava poselis. So that's an interesting sheet to Rabbi Eliezer, that the status of halacha is relative, and it depends upon the particular circumstances. If, accepting the principle of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Eliezer says, if the halacha is efshel avakla, you could achieve kapara without it, then there's no machshava poselis. But if in this particular, in other words, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon, who goes to the theoretical world, Rabbi Eliezer goes to the practical case, hands-on, right now in this particular situation. If in this particular situation you don't need the halacha, he was mekabel adam in close proximity to Mizbeach, then there's no psul, there's no machshava poselis. If on the other hand, he was mekabel adam at a distance, then the halacha becomes a critical avoda, and therefore the machshava poselis will operate during the halacha. The Gemara now is going to ask a question on this halacha of Kabbalah Saddam, which doesn't seem to be at all subject to any debate. Universally accepted that Kabbalah Saddam is an avoda which certainly would passel the korban if you had a machsheves shalol lishma during the Kabbalah Saddam. And the Gemara now wants the question, the assumption, the premise, how do we know this? Kabbalah mi paslo, is it really so that Kabbalah with the Machshava Poselas, we pass the Korba, Sanya, we have a Braisa, and the Braisa seems to indicate something totally different about Kabbalah Saddam. In the Parsha of Korban Ola, at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, V'shachat es ben habakar lifnei Hashem v'krivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohenim es-Adam v'zarku es-Adam al mizbeach sovi v'krivu. Now the Gemara wants to know v'krivu, and the Braisa tells us that v'krivu zu kabbalas Adam, that when the Pasuk speaks about bringing the Dam close, it means receiving the Dam after the Shechita in a kli shares, and let's say the blood is coming out of the tzavar abehema, comes into the kli, and at this point, ata omer kabbalas hadam, o eino el zrika, how will I prove to you that when it says v'krivu, it's a reference to receiving the blood, not a reference to the actual zrika? And the answer is, says the Braisa, kishu omer v'zarku. In the next part of the pasuk, the Torah specifies Zrika. Hare Zrika Omer. That's where Zrika is mentioned. Hamani Makayim, what about the beginning of the pasuk, Vikrivu? And the answer is Zo Kabbal Saddam. Vikrivu is reference to Kabbal Saddam. And then there's Zrika mentioned in the pasuk. So the Braisa now says that from the fact that it says in the pasuk, B'nei Aaron HaKohenim, let's read the pasuk one more time. V'shachat es ben habakar lifnei Hashem v'krivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim. And now we're talking about Kabbalas Hadam. Is b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim shetei b'kohen kosher b'kli shoreis. Since the Torah goes out of its way to mention in this pasuk b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim, it's coming to emphasize that the Zrika has to be done, and not only the Zrika, but the Kabbal Saddam, by those Kohanim who are similar to Bnei Aaron HaKohanim, meaning these are Kohanim Ksherim, Shetehei B'Kohen Kosher, U'Bekli Shoreis. And the Kohen has to be wearing Bigdei Kahuna, and he's Mekabel Adam in a Kli Shoreis. All this is K'Bnei Aaron, to do it the way the Bnei Aaron would have done it. And they would have done it in a kli shoreis. Now we have a drasha of Rabbi Akiva, and he wants to address the question again of whether Kabbalas Hadam requires a kohen kosher and a kli shoreis. So Rabbi Akiva, minayin lekabbalah shalotei ela b'kohen kosher b'kli shoreis? How can I know for sure that the Kabbalas Hadam has to take place, has to be implemented by Kohen Kosher and with a Kli Shoreis? Nemakan, here in the parasha of Ola, it says V'krivu b'nei Aaron HaKohanim Esadam v'nera lahalon, with regard to a pasuk at the beginning of Bamidbar where the Torah is delineating the toldos of Aaron, where he came from. Elish mos b'nei Aaron HaKohanim HaMeshuchim HaShal Milei Yodam L'Chahen. So once again, we have the phrase B'nai Aaron. We have it twice. The first time we have B'nai Aaron is here in Parashas Ola at the beginning of Vayikra. And then we have a different B'nai Aaron that's written in Sefer Bamidbar in Paragimel. And the drasha of Rabbi Akiva is the following. Ma'ala hala, just like in Parashas Bamidbar. Midubar, what are we talking about? A Kohen Kosher. Because the Pasuk is referring actually to Elazar v'Itamar the Bnei Aaron that I mentioned in the previous Pasuk. And when we're talking about Bnei Aaron, we're talking about a Kohen Kosher. U'Bekli Shoreis, which means that the Kohanim are wearing the Bigdei Kahuna. And how do we know that that's what's being talked about here is Bigdei Kahuna? Because the Pasuk says, Hashem Milei Yodam L'Chaim. And that's the language that's used for Ribui Bigdei Kahuna. Like, for example, it says with regard to Kohen Gadol, Umile Es Yado Lilvosh Es Habagadim. And we see from this that a Kohen Gadol is Meruba Begadim. And that's how the Minui is effectuated when the Kohen Gadol puts on his 8 Bigdei Kahuna. And but well, what's more important is that Milu Yodayim is a reference to Levishas Habgadim. And that's from a different pasuk. It says, "Bigdei Hakodesh Asheli Aaron, Yu Lebanav Achrav Lemashcha Bahem Ulemali Bam Es Yonam." So it's explicit in the pasuk in Shmos Perakoftes that Bigdei Kodesh. That's what it means Lemali when it says Lemali Es Yonam. So getting back to the statement of Rabbi Akiva, let's just summarize. Rabbi Akiva has a, we'll call it a Gzeira Shava. I'm not sure if it's exactly a Gzeira Shava, something very similar to a Gzeira Shava, where you have the words B'nai Aaron in the Parsha of Olah, and then we have B'nai Aaron in the Toldos of Aaron, and since, with regard to the Parsha of Bamidbar, we're talking about, the Pasuk is referring to B'nai Aaron, Elazar v'Itamar, certainly you require a Kohen Kosher, and a klisharis, and the kohanim have to be wearing Bigdei Kahuna, and that's, by virtue of this equation, the same din that applies the same din that we saw in the Braisa, that applies the status of Kabbalah Saddam, applies to Kabbalah Saddam, the status of any avodah that requires B'nai Aaron HaKohanim and a Kli Shares, the Bigdei Kahuna. That's what we see here in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva goes on to say, Afkan, here too by Kabbalah Saddam, where it says B'nai Aaron, that's referring to a Kohen Kosher, a Kli Shares. So we saw in B'nai Aaron HaKohen HaMeshuchim, Asher Milei Yodam, L'chayin, it's referring to Ksherim, like Nodav Aviu, and they're Makabal, the Dominic Lishares, and Asher Milei Yodam L'chayin is telling you that they have to be Makabal the Dom as Ksherim. And when we say Ksherim with regard to Kohanim and Avoda, we're talking about when they're wearing Big Day Kahuna. So the final summary is that both, according to the first price and according to Bikiva, at the point of Kabbalah Saddam, we need all the requirements that apply to Avoda. We need a Kohen Kosher, we need Klishores, and we need Lishma, L'shem HaZevach, and how much more so in the cases of Chatos and Psochim. And this is all based on the Gzeir Shavah B'nai Aaron. Now we have a statement of Rabbi Tarfon, in which Rabbi Tarfon recalls that Kabbalah Saddam has some different status. And he takes a Lashon Shvua, which is very strange for us to understand, but he says, a kapeach es bonai, you know, to prove that what he's telling you the truth, he's saying, if I'm telling you the falsehood, then Kashom, let my sons die, I'll bury them. In lo, shamati lahavchin hefresh ben Kabbalah l'zrika, that I did hear that there is some difference between Kabbalah and Zrika, in the sense that Kabbalah is a less severe avoda than Zrika. And this is not like Rabbi Akiva, that seems to assume that they are all avodah shavos, that Kabbalah has the same status as Kabbalah Saddam, Zrika Saddam, Halacha Saddam. But v'yemli l'farish, I don't remember, says Rabbi Tafin, all the details of what I heard. And what is the concrete expression, Lamaisa, of this inferior status of Kabbalah to Zrika? Rabbi Akiva, ani afarish, I'll fill in the blanks for you. And now Rabbi Tarfon becomes absolutely amazed at Rabbi Akiva's ability to remember everything and to pass on the Torah. He says, the difference between Kabbalah and Zrika, Kabbalah lo osa b'maisa b'machshava. But Zrika, he says, osa b'maisa b'machshava k'maisa. So let's just try to interpret Rabbi Akiva's statement. In the case of Kabbalah, if he had a machshava poseles, the carbon is still kosher. That's Rabbi Akiva's theory here. Which is very interesting, because Rabbi Akiva himself had this whole derivation, this Gzeir Shavu B'nai Aaron, to teach that Kabbalah has to be done with Kohanim Ksherim, with the Klishares, and with Big Day Kahuna. But yet, in terms of Machshava Poseles, here Rabbi Akiva is reporting to us that Kabbalah Saddam has a different status. And Rabbi Akiva explains why. Why is it that with regard to Kabbalah Saddam, the Machshava itself, which was Machshava Poseles on the normal situation, is not considered like a Maisa. It doesn't have the status of a Maisa that passes the Korban. And yet in Zrika, Machshava is Kemaisa. And therefore, if he had it at a Machshava at the time of Zrika, that was a Machshava Poseles, the Korban becomes Posel. Now, furthermore, Rabbi Akiva points out that there's a different distinction between the two. And he says, if Kiblu Bachutz, Eino Chayev Kores, if the Kabbalah Saddam was done outside the boundaries of the Azara, there's no Chayev Kores. However, Zarko Bachutz, Anush Kores. So we're talking about the Isur of Shchitas Korban Chutz LaZorah, which is in Vayikra Yud Zayin, Dam Yechosh Elishahu, Dam Shofaf, V'nichras HaIshahu, Mikerev Hamo. The emphasis here is on Dam Shofaf, to teach us that the Zrika is, he's Chayev Kareis, if he shechts, not only if he shechts Bachutz, but even if he does the Zrika Bachutz. And at this point, we want to know about Kabbalah Saddam Bachutz. And the words of Rabbi Akiva, in order to distinguish between Kabbalah and Zrika, we had the first distinction that he points out, that there's no Machshava Poselis during Kabbalah Saddam. Now he's making a different distinction between Kabbalah Saddam and Zrika. In the case of Zrika, if the Zrika Saddam was done Bachutz, then there's a Chiv Kares. It's a very severe violation of Zorek. Not only by Shochet is there an Isa Kares of Shkutei Chutz, but even by Zrika, there's an Isa Kares of Zrika's Chutz. We don't find anything parallel in Kabbalah Saddam Bachutz. And furthermore, he says the following, that there's no Machshava Poseles in Kabbalah Saddam as there is a Machshava Poseles in all three of the balance of three Avodos. Now, Kiblu Psulim. Now Rabbi Akiva has another distinction between Kabbalah Saddam and the other Avodos. If the Zar, who's not a Kohen, or let's say a Kohen who's drug, or he's a balmum, or whatever it might be, was makabel the dam, is then ein chayovim olav. In other words, the chiv misa b'dei shamayim, let's say in the case of a zar who does the avoda, does not apply to Kabbalah Saddam. Whereas zarku psuin chayovim aleha would be a chiv misa b'dei shamayim. And the klal here is clarified in the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Dalid, that even though a zar is enjoined from doing any of the avodas hakorbanos, the chiv misa for such a violation, if he did so, is limited to three out of the four avodas. And let's read the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'ato banecha itcha tishmeru es kunaschem l'chol dvar mizbeach ulibeis laparoches v'avadetem avodas matona etein es kunaschem v'azor hakorev yumos." And we're darshaning that when it says v'avadetem, that's avoda toma. It means Yechayev Misa for the Avoda that completes and perfects the Havas HaKarb, but not for any sort of Avoda that happens after Zrika Sadam. So what is this drasha that we're seeing here in the Gemara in Yuma of Avadatem Avodah Tama? That means V'lo Avodah Sheyesh Achreya Avodah. So the Chiyuv Misa is only for a complete Avodah, the last Avodah in the whole series. So we're excluding now any Avodah that came before Zrika. We're including an Avodah like, let's say, Nisuch HaMayim B'Chag, or Nisuch HaYayin. These are all Avodos Tamos, She'en Achreha Avodah. Or we might even talk about Haktoras HaYimurim, or Haktoras HaKarmon. In all these cases, you complete the series, and if a Zar absconds, you know, then if he takes it upon himself to do this last Avodah, like Zrika in that case, or Haktara, then he becomes Chayav Misa. But that's not true for Kabbalah Sadam, because that's not an Avodah Tama. Now, Rabbi Tarfon was amazed when he heard this whole presentation from Rabbi Akiva, that in Kabbalah Sadam, there's no Chiv Misa for Zorim or Konim Psuim, as there is in the case of Zrika Sadam with a Kohen Posel or a Zar. Omar Rabbi Tarfon was amazed, and he said to Rabbi Akiva, Havoda, which is also Lashon Shvuah, Im Hitisa Yemin Usmol, that Rabbi Akiva did not move, he did not deviate even an inch to the right or an inch to the left from the right correct understanding and explanation of the halacha, the difference between Kabbalah and Zrika. Ani shamati v'ein li lefarish. I heard that there was a distinction between Kabbalah and the other avodos, but I don't know how to interpret that. V'ata dorish umaskim l'shmua. Now we can understand the Shmua, because now we know what it means. Again, this very vague and nebulous transmission of Torah that was received by Rabbi Tarfon, that the psul of Shalol Shma is not absolutely all inclusive. There are exceptions to the rule, and the exception to the rule is going to be an avoda that's not an avoda tama. The Kabbalah Sadam is in a different category. Again, if he's Makabal Adam Bachutz, there's no Chiyuv Kares, there's no Machshava Kemaisa in the case of Kabbalah Sadam that would passel Shalol Lishma Machshava Poselis, there's no Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shamayim in the case of a Zar that was Makabalah Sadam only if he was Zorik the Dam. And therefore, Rabbi Tarfon says, having accepted and being amazed by Rabbi Akiva's interpretation, he says that Ata Doresh Umaskim L'Shmua, that you, Rabbi Akiva, through your wisdom, are able to organize the whole sugya. And the Lashon is there, Omalo, this is the language that Rabbi Tarfon said to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, Kol HaPorish Mimcha Kiporish Menachayim, anyone who leaves you, in other words, he doesn't continue to be a disciple and learn from you, it's as if it's Poresh Menachayim, he completely cut off from the living. Torah is the Torah's Chayim, and that's Rabbi Akiva, he personifies it. And if a Talmud would cut himself off, so to speak, from Rabbi Akiva, then he's Poresh Menachayim. And we clearly have understood from Rabbi Akiva that if a person had a machshava poselis during Kabbalah Sadam, the carbon is not posel. And this is against the Mishnah that establishes that Kabbalah hi achas me'avodas hakor machshava shalol shma poselis ba. And once we included Kabbalah Sadam in the avodos, then we understand very well why a machshava haposelis at the time of Kabbalah Sadam does not invalidate the karbon. But all this is difficult in that because our Mishnah assumes that Kabbal, like the other three, is together up with the other three, and that forms one unit. And if at the Kabbalah there was a Machshavah Shel Smad, passes the Karban. So is there a way of reconciling Rabbi Akiva, his whole presentation, and Rabbi Tarfa was so spoiled from it, and the conclusion is that in the case of Kabbalah Saddam, there is no Machshava Poselis? Can we somehow reconcile that with our understanding until now from the Mishnah and from the Braisa, that Kabbalah has the same status, the Krivu Zokorban Hadam, that is the Kabbalah's Hadam. And the Psul of Shalom Lishma certainly should be Chal according to our Mishnah, if he had such Machshava at the time of the Kabbalah's Hadam. Amar Rav Alokasha, I want to come and reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa. Kan, in the case of the Braisa, we're talking about a case of B'machsheves Pigul, that at the time that he was Makabal Adam, he had in mind that he wants to eat it. Let's say he wants to eat it on the third day, in the case of Shalom, the maximum is 2 days and one night. So let's go over Rava's solution here. He's suggesting that the Bryce is talking about a machshava poselis, that's a machshavas pigul, where at the time of Kabbalah he was thinking and planning to eat the basar liachas manachilasa. In such a case, machshava of pigul does not passel the carbon b'shas kabbalah sadam. But here, Khan, in our Mishnah, we're talking about a machshava of shalol lishma, where instead of shechting it for the purpose of a chatos, he shechted it for the purpose of a shlomim. And if so, if he had such a machshava of shalol lishma at the time of Kabbalah Saddam, the carbon is possible. And now Rav wants to be medayikin from the Lashon HaMishnah, Deka Nami, the Katani, the Mishnah says, Shazevach Nifsal, knows there are four avodos which possible the carbon. The Lo Katani Mispagel, if the Mishnah wanted to tell us that there's machshava's pigel in all four, it should have used the word Mispagel. Shma Mina, from the fact that the Mishnah uses the word of Shazevach Nifsal rather than Mispagel, it would seem that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Machsheva Shalol Lishma, and that Machsheva is a Machsheva Poselas even at the time of Kibul Adam. The Gemara now raises an objection to Rava. Machsheves Pigul O Posela BeKabbalah? Can you really maintain that position, that at the time of Kabbalah there's no psul of machshavas pigul vasanya? We learned in a brisa, yachal lo tehe machshava moeles ela bizrika milvad. You might entertain the possibility that if he thinks in his mind to eat the carb on liachas manachivaso on day three, for example, in the case of shlomim, you might think moeles, that this is a meaningful, in the negative sense, a meaningful machshava because it passes the karbon. And then you might think that, you know what? That applies loteich machshava moels ela bizrika bilvad, only at the time of zrika, because the pasuk itself is talking about zrika over there in Vayikra Zayin pasuk Yudches hamakrivoso lo yichashu lo pigul yeh. And the idea of hakrava here is the zrika. So this you'll see in Rashi, Dimraschel Ella. So we now have established that in this havamina, so to speak, yachol in the brisa, we might entertain the possibility that there's no machshava to of liachar's mind to passel the karbon at the time of any of the avodos, with the exception of Zrika. Talmud Lomar. So for this, we're going to learn from the pasuk of Vayikra Zayin, Ve'im he'achol ye'achel mipsar zevach shlomov, and pigul hu b'yom ha'shlishi lo yeirotze, that if he had a machshava to eat the basar b'yom ha'shlishi, that's chutzuzmano, the karbon is not meratze, and it becomes pigul. And from the fact that it says im he ochel ye ochel bidvar memeviim li de achila kosim medaber, anything, any avodah that's absolutely necessary to culminate in achila, if he thinks at the time of such an avodah which is going to be machshav the karma of achila, he has a machsheves pigul that passes the karma. And that would apply not only to Shechita, which certainly is Machsheres Karma, but also to Kabbalah, because the Kabbalah is going to lead up to Zrika, which is going to bring the Karma to the state of Achila. And in all these cases, the Machsheves Pigul, B'dvarim HaMeviim Lidei Achila, and that includes the Shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam, and the Zrika Saddam L'Mizbeach, the machshava of pigul passes the karma. Yochani marba af b'shvichas shirayim. I might think that this machshava poselis as a karma even at the time when he pours the leftover dam of the karma onto the yisod hamizbeach in order to eat. Unless he has in mind in order to eat the basar chutz l'zmano, or for example at the time of haktaras ha'imurim, he has in mind that Aktaras HaImurim should lead to an Achila Chutz Zmano. I might think that that also comes under this category of Dvar Ma'aviv Lidei Achila. And the answer is Talmud Lomer Bayom HaShlishi Lo Yeirotzeh HaMakriv Oso Lo Yechashev. That if he thought to eat the Basar HaShlomim B'yom HaShlishi, which is beyond the allotted time, is Lo Yeirotzeh. And if he had a Machsheves Pigul at the time of the Zrika Saddam, then Urban is possible because of the Machsheves Pigul B'Shas Zrika Saddam. And the Bryce explains Zriko bechlal hoiso v'lo miyotzos lahaki sheilev v'lo malach ma zriko miyuchedes bekach shi avoda u'ma keves kapora af kol avoda u'ma keves kapora. So the Bryce is clarifying that when the Torah mentions here Zriko in the pasuk that we read earlier, let's just read the pasuk one more time. It says, "Me'yochel yochel mibsar zevach shlomim pigul hu bayom hashlishi lo yeirotze." It means that. Just one second. What's the indication here that we're talking about zrika? Let's go over that one more time. It's an avodah. That is Mevi'im Lidei Achila. I might suggest that even during Shvichas HaShirayim, as we said before, the Shirayim and the Dam in the Kli Shores, the Azamai Chutz Zmano, that also would pass the Korban, or I might entertain the idea that Aktora say Murim on the Mizbech, we had the wrong Machshava, Machshava's Pigul, that would also pass the carbon. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk limits it. It says Bayom Hashlishi Yo Lirotza Makrav Oso Leichoshev, that if he had the machshava to eat the zevach hashlomim Bayom Hashlishi, the carbon Sol Yirotza, that means if he had this machshava's pigul of chutz zmano at the time of the zrika saddam, which is the ikaritzu, the carbon becomes posel and it's not maratza. Now, Zrika Hoysa Bechlal, Veloma Yotzis, if Zrika was included in this Klal, it's an Avoda Machshir as Karban, as a Karban Achila, why did the Torah have to go out of its way to mention Zrika as a separate category? And that's derived from the Pasuk Lo Yeirotzeh, which is referring to Ritzui. And the answer is lahakish olev v'lomalucha mazrika miyuchedes shi'avoda u'makeves kapora. Just like zrika is the key avoda, without it's indispensable. There's no kaporas karma without the zrika. And if at the time of the Zriki he has a thought of Machsheves Pigul to eat the Boso Liachas Manachiloso, is the carbon is mispagel, it becomes Pigul. Afkol Avoda Umakeves Kapora. Only in an avoda that is absolutely critical do we apply the rule of machsheves pigul to pasul the korban at the moment of those avodos. That's going to be toil machsheves pigul. It's meaningful. Yotzu shvichas shirayim vaktar se murim. These are not indispensable critical parts of the avoda. These are not the activities which generate the kapara. And what do we have on the list? We have shvichas shirayim haktor seimurim. So again, a machshava haposelis, a machshava pigul during these two activities, actions of shvichas dom haktor seimurim would not passel the kapara, the karbon. And af, even if she'ein ma'akven esakfora, if he wasn't shofek the shirayim or he wasn't makta the imurim of the korban, it's still mechaper. He didn't do the mitzvah properly, but there is a kapara. But it comes out according to this brisa that a machsheves pigul will pasul the korban even b'shas kabol sadam. And that's not what we said in the earlier brisa, that kabbalas adam, we don't upgrade it from the status of a machshava to maisa. And Rav explains that there's no machshavas pigul that's going to work b'shas kabbalah. And here we turn to Daf Yud Gimel and Beis. The Gemara now comes back to the Steer and the Brises with regard to the Psul Pigul during Kabbalah. Elo Kasha, Ha Di Omar Harini Shochel Amanas LeKabbal Dom LeMachar. Ha Bide Omar Harini MeKabbal Doma Al Menas Lishpoch Shirayim LeMachar. So when does Rabbi Akiva say that there's no psul of machshavas pigul in Kabbalah? That's because he did another avoda. In this case, it would have to be shchita. There's no other candidate. Almanas, with the thought that the Kabbalah Saddam will be lemochar. Lemochar meaning chutz l'zmano. That doesn't pass the karvan, because the other avodos, if we hold machashmi avoda l'avoda and they're connected to another avoda, would have to be connected to Kabbalah Saddam. Here he's connecting it, I'm sorry, to Zrika Saddam, and here he's connected to Kabbalah Saddam. There's no psul of Kabbalah Saddam, chusnan v'ha, but if we look at the brisa that says that there's a ribui from which we derive shchit and Kabbalah, that they also have a psul of machsheves pigul. That's the case. The Omar, he said at the time of the Kabbalah, Hareini mekabel doma al menas lishpoch shirayim lemochar. He's doing the Kabbalah Saddam with the thought of being shofek shirayim lemochar. And this means that he had a machshov in mind during one of the Arba Vodos that amate the boss of Achila to be shofek shirayim lemochar. And that's a reference to Achilles Mizbeach. In such case, Machshavto Mefageles Es HaKarbon. This is an avoda that's mati the boss of Achila. Lishpok Shirayim LeMochar, he has in mind to be mati the boss of tomorrow, meaning Chutz Uzmano, that's Machshavas Pigul. So again, Rabbi Akiva does away with a machsheves pigul as a psul if it was thought of at the time of the Kabbalah. I'm sorry, if it was thought of vis-a-vis the Kabbalah, with relationship to the Kabbalah. So he says, I'm shechting in order to be mekabel the dam chutz l'zmano, l'mochar. But the Braisa says that that Ribu is that if at the time of the Kabbalah he has a machshava, not for the Kabbalah of Chutz Mizana, but for another avodah similar to Zrika, like for example Shvicha Shirayim, and that's an avodah that's mati the basar, bachila, that's considered a machshavas pigul. So again, not that he does an avodah al menas that the Kabbalah Saddam will be outside of the time allotment, but where he has in mind at the time of the Kabbalah itself that one of the actions which we call him avodah matiris abasa should be done chutz lizmano. Now, the Gemara is going to focus on the Shvicha Shirayim to say that that the machshava poseles because the Shvicha Shirayim will be lemocher. Amalei hahu merabbanon lerava. One of the members of the of that chabura that was learning together addresses himself to Rava with the following question: V'chi b'shvicha shirayim v'aktoras imurim lo pasul v'hu machshava. We said originally that shvicha shirayim and aktoras imurim, there is no machshava. Machshavas pigul that passes them. Vasnan or Vasanya, we learned in our Mishnah, in our Braisa. Yachol shelo tehe machshava mo eles ela beachilas basar. I might think that the only time that there is a sula machshavas pigul is only the achilas habasar, if the Kohen thought that the basar will be eaten after the allotted time. Minay l'rabos shvicha shirayim v'aktoras imurim. How do we know that if he had a machshava of pigul of chutz l'zmano at the time of the, or I should say vis-a-vis the shira, the shvicha shirayim v'aktoras imurim, I would think that that's not included in machshavas pigul. Talmud lomar, for that we have a pasuk, v'im he'ochel ye'ochel mibsar zevach shlomo v'yom ha'shlishi lo ye'rotze v'shte achilos ha'kosum medaber. There are two achilos here. There's achilas odom and achilas mizbeach. Now, this pasuk is dealing with two different possible ways of having a machshava on achila liachar zmana. One is when he's thinking with regard to achilas adam, that he wants to feed people from his carbon even after the allotted time. The achas, shvichas mizbeach. He has the thought at the time, and he declares it at the time of Shvichas Shirayim, that he's doing the Shvichas Shirayim to be makti the imurim tomorrow, even though he had this machshava of liachar zman. As far as laktaras imurim is concerned, that's not a machshava fageles, because he didn't think that machshava at the time of one of the critical avodos which are absolutely indispensable to achieve Kapara. Now, at this point, we're going to start a new sugya, which is the sugya of what we call Tvilas Etzba. It's Shem, we'll pick that up tomorrow. Thank you.